Well, hello to you and a very warm welcome back to the OK Cafe, or a very warm welcome if you are here for the first time. If you are here for the first time, I recommend going back and listening to the very first podcast, the OK Cafe, because that gives you a good introduction into why we are here and what we are doing. My name is Sarah Windrum, and the OK Cafe was an idea that I had about 2 years ago to create a safe space for talking about emotions, for understanding and accepting emotions, especially those more difficult ones. But as I say, do go back and listen to that first introduction, because I think it's really important to understand why I'm here and what I hope to achieve. So for those of you who have been to the OK Cafe before, I hope you have got yourself a drink. I am actually drinking squash right now, so no hot drink for me today. There's a reason for that, which I will explain a little bit later. But yes, we are here in our safe space, in our virtual OK Cafe, so that we can have a chat about our difficult emotions. We can empty that cupboard, so we can take out some of the difficult emotions that we've stored away and look at them, accept them, understand them, and then let them go, and obviously to then be okay again. And remember, the most important thing about the OK Cafe is that it doesn't matter how you feel, every feeling is okay. So if I have a look in my mind and in my cupboard where I store my difficult emotions for the short term, predominantly what has affected me in January is anxiety. And I don't know if you've felt like that, the start of a new year. It's also very much a transition, I think, January as a month from 1 year to the next. So there are some things that you didn't quite get finished off, perhaps in 2017, but the 2018, you know, there are perhaps some things that that you need to let go in order for the new to move in. And January is that sort of transition month, isn't it? And I remember learning about this at school, actually, that January was named after, I think it's a Roman god, Janus, I believe. Someone might correct me on that, who knows better than me, who had two faces. So he would look forward and he would look back. And certainly I think January is a time when we are all doing a little bit of that. So we're all looking back to the old year, but then we're also looking forward to the new year. And maybe that can cause a bit of an unsettled feeling or an anxious feeling. My anxiety this January has come in the shape of a house move. That's why I am drinking squash. I mentioned at the beginning there's no hot drink for me, because I am in my old house. I am in my old bedroom, in my old house. And my old house was my home for 14 years. It was the longest that I have ever lived anywhere. I moved a lot as a child, and it's also the place where I have felt most safe in my life. And it began as a home that I built with my husband at the time, and obviously he moved out when we separated, and then it's been a home that I have lived in with just myself and my daughter. And it's meant a huge amount to me. This house, it's so much more than bricks and mortar. It's been a friend, a really good friend, a dependable friend. It's always been there. It's seen me through some really difficult times, and its walls have protected me and they have kept me safe. And unlike everything else, my furniture and my things, I can take all of those with me, but I can't take this house with me. And as I've said, it just seems to have so much of me actually in the walls and in the brick and in the actual essence of the house. And so it's very hard to let that go. So I've certainly been grieving. The move has been an emotional process of grief. But the anxiety, I think, has been the element that I have struggled most to deal with. And that is a fear of the new, a fear of change, a fear of leaving what is safe and secure and comfortable. And, you know, I need to do this. You know, I've chosen to do this and to move and leave my house behind, because it is, I believe, right for the next chapter of my life. My house is jointly owned with my ex-husband, so it's right that it's sold and that we split the equity, and financially are no longer tied to each other, as we are, you know, in legally in no longer married to each other. So that's where I am, really, in terms of anxiety. And I don't know about you. I struggle a lot with anxiety, and it comes in various different forms, and it shows itself in various different ways. It might be pulling at the skin around my, you know, the cuticles around my nails. That's normally a sure sign of kind of building anxiety. It's often a ball of kind of negative emotion that kind of physically manifests itself as a wrench in my stomach. This week I was experiencing some really severe anxiety, and I very much struggled to breathe, and there was a huge pain in my chest when I tried to breathe. So anxiety for me certainly can have very physical manifestations. And it's important to remember a few things when I'm feeling this way, and I hope that this might help you. Anxiety is necessary. It is part of our evolutionary makeup. We get anxious about the unknown and about change, because that is how we would have coped as primate humans. It was right to be anxious about something that was new, because it could be threatening to us. So, you know, anxiety is necessary. It's there to keep us safe. It's not something that we should curse about ourselves or shy away from. Certainly it is one of those emotions, as I said, that the OK Cafe is all about. And, you know, it's about understanding that anxiety and where that comes from. Of course, I'm anxious about my move. It's a new house. It's a new area. It's new neighbours. It's new everything, new central heating, new storage, new rooms, new layout, new kitchen, everything. Everything is new, and so it is natural that I have a bit of anxiety about that. So it's accepting that and understanding that that is an evolutionary part of my makeup, and so to not be afraid of that anxiety, but also accepting not just the emotion itself, but what's been really important for me this time is accepting how it has come out. I spoke about some of the physical manifestations, but actually the other things that have happened this time is that I've got a bit of a brain fog. I stumble over my words in meetings because, you know, my mind is so busy kind of processing the anxiety that the other bits of information kind of struggle to come out. I did it today in a meeting with the mayor of all things. So, you know, it's understanding and accepting that is going to happen, and that is okay. You know, we're here. That's why we're here in the OK Cafe. Other techniques that I like to use and have used this month is giving myself lots of reassurance, lots of reassurance. When you are anxious, believe you me, you cannot give yourself enough love. So keep reassuring yourself. Keep giving yourself decent breaks. I've paced myself with this move. It's taken a week. A full week to move everything. I'm lucky because this house, the old house that I'm in now, has not been sold yet. So I'm lucky that I have been able to pace myself and to do it in my own time. So it's really important when you are anxious, say give yourself some love and give yourself a sensible, reasonable pace to move at. Don't try and go and you know, zooming off, because you will end up struggling even more. And eating well, you know, eating well and exercising, crucial things when you are anxious. And it's difficult because they're the last things that you feel like doing, but actually your body needs that fuel from eating well, and it also needs the kind of high from exercise. Again, going back to loving yourself and pacing yourself, not too much, I've done lots of walking this week. I'm normally a runner, but I've done lots of walking instead, and again, just dropping that pace a little bit and not expecting too much of myself while I'm dealing with the anxiety. So we're coming to the end of our time in the OK Cafe, and I'd like to say a massive thank you for being with me whilst I have taken my anxiety out, looked at it, accepted it, understood it, and finally been able to let it go. And certainly that has left me feeling a huge amount lighter going into February. I always like to leave you with some further reading, and a book I want to recommend today, which is extremely close to my heart, is a book called The Chimp Paradox by Professor Steve Peters. And this is a book, if you haven't read it, that will help you to understand evolutionary you, some of the drives and the behaviours that we have that are a result of our evolutionary makeup, obviously anxiety being one of those. And it would be silly of me not to mention my own book, which is The Superhero I Was Born to Be, available on Amazon and on my website, which is www.sarahwindram.co.uk. And Superhero deals with my own thoughts about anxiety and some of the other strategies that I have put into play. So it just remains for me to say a huge thank you for joining me in the OK Cafe, and I hope you have a fantastic February.